Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. The first thing I want to do is send condolences to my friend and fellow commenter Fred Nelson in the passing of his wife Rita. I've sung barbershop harmony with Fred for many years, though I never had met Rita. Fred and I think alike on a lot of many issues. Speaking of thinking alike, I really agreed with Dan Price in his last comment. He hit the nail right on the head. Eureka and sounding towns are really turning into a Wild West sort of a country. Stabbings and shootings in Arcata, Eureka, and Fortuna. Hold-ups or attempted hold-ups in all three towns, break-ins and robberies happening almost every day, enough to drive law enforcement up the wall. Throw in a few bodies found here and there, plus traffic problems, stolen cars and trucks, like mine, and it will drive law enforcement crazy. No more sitting around eating donuts between speed traps. When we see pictures of these guys and gals on TV or in the newspaper, what do they all look like? The guys have shorn haircuts with dark circles under their eyes, most of the time, with dark tattoos on the neck, the arms, the shoulders, and on into the hair. The gals are very unkempt looking, like the guys with dark circles, tattoos, not someone you would invite into your home or give a ride to. Where do they all come from, these scruffy folks? When they are identified, nearly all of them are on parole or probation. The president and the governor are always pushing for shorter prison terms or no jail times at all. Seems to me that this could be the reason we have all these no-good-nicks running around loose. They don't have anything to lose, maybe a few days in the slammer, then right back onto the street to steal what they can, stuff that we've all worked hard to get, some of it not even paid for yet. And when they get caught again and again and again, how many times do they have weapons to use on our local law enforcement people like the ones on Pine Street in Eureka a couple of weeks ago? I'm sorry, but I think we need bigger jails and prisons with fewer amenities so they are not places they want to go to. I read in the Times Standard the other day that certain groups of people were the ones who had tasers and other punishments used against them. Could it be that there are more of them in jail or prison and act out more? Again, as far as I'm concerned, jail should be a place no one wants to go to. Want to have a loved one sung to on Valentine's Day? Call Bill at 445-3939 or Bob at 502-5587 and a quartet will convey your thoughts to them. That's Bill at 445-3939 or Bob at 502-5587. Guaranteed to get a reaction and your loved one or target of your affection will be very pleased. The funds raised go to provide a scholarship for local high school music students. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.